Progressive Voices' John Sinton has written a continuing series called A Turning Point that touches on politics, culture, and media. You can hear the short essays in the on-demand section of progressivevoices.com and on the PV app.
For Progressive Voices, I'm John Sinton, and this is A Turning Point. Today, the era of like and subscribe. Pop star Nicki Minaj told her 22.6 million Twitter followers and the 157 million on Instagram that a friend of a cousin in Trinidad got the COVID shot, and then his testes swelled to enormous proportions, leaving him impotent. The major news networks and public health officials quickly mounted a fact-based retort, but to no avail because they haven't got her media reach. That is 179.6 million fans who liked and shared with countless others versus about 9 million viewers in aggregate, most of whom are over 50 years of age, for the networks. We are now well past the era of mass media where we all sang from the same hymnal. Time was, and in the course of human history, it was a relatively short time from the introduction of radio to the rise of the internet, just 60 years or so. So time was, we had agreed upon facts. 3 centuries ago, founding father John Adams said, "Facts are stubborn things." He apparently had not met Roger Ailes. Here's the conservative columnist Brett Stevens, who said, quote, "I blame Roger Ailes, the brains behind Fox News. He's the guy most responsible for jettisoning old news values of objectivity, sobriety, and balance for new news values of perfervid partisanship." Other networks then mirror-imaged the same destructive formula. I also blame Twitter's Jack Dorsey for reducing the art of thinking into the act of grunting, and I blame the algorithm people at Facebook for accelerating our national descent into a collection of self-contained, self-reinforcing, mutually loathing echo chambers, unquote. But since you have to play the hand you're dealt, in the face of the fragmentation of media, we all have to be our own editors. If you care enough to be informed, make sure that you visit more than one news source and be certain that one of them isn't playing to your personal bias. So you're liberal and read Slate and the Washington Post? Fine. Balance them with the Wall Street Journal. Or you're conservative and swear by Fox News and Breitbart? Get out of your silo and check out the Post and Slate. By being aware of your personal biases and by seeking information from multiple sources, you can objectively be informed enough to have your own opinions. Well, beating your own confirmation bias is work, a lot more work than it was 30 years ago. Mass media is no longer very massive, and its fragmentation is increasingly driving us into those silos and driving us away from everyone who is not in our tribe. As we continue to distract ourselves from the reality of our tribal divisions by keeping our heads buried in Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and video games, it can only get worse. At first, I thought it was just my age. Now, I see that it's the age. The Facebook whistleblower didn't really tell us anything we didn't know. Our news feeds don't seek to inform us. They seek to keep us engaged and enraged. For the longer we stay on site, the more passionate we are, the more ads they can show us. And that's just the beginning, since they plant trackers on our devices and sell our activities to data brokers, who in turn sell us to advertisers. And this represents a sea change in our relationship with advertisers. Media today doesn't deliver audience to advertisers as in the past. It delivers advertisers to audience. More efficient for them, more intrusive for us. Facebook says it'll reform, but they've said that for years, and it just doesn't ring true. We are the big losers here. For a while, we thought that at least our local news was intact, but from the Washington Post magazine, we learned that, quote, about 2,200 local print newspapers have closed since 2005, and the number of newspaper journalists fell by more than half between 2008 and 2020, unquote. You see, hedge funds have been buying local newspapers and TV stations only to cut costs by firing reporters, editors, and everything that isn't nailed down, replacing meaningful content with cheap, generic, syndicated fare. as the giant tree slaughter that was the newspaper industry gave way to the electronic versions of our newspapers, and because the barriers to entry in the news business have been lowered because there's no longer a need for giant printing presses, huge rolls of newsprint, or fleets of trucks to deliver papers, many hoped that the new landscape would provide more in-depth coverage of local news, but that didn't happen. In fact, most smaller communities are completely unserved by a local news purveyor. The South and the West are the hardest hit. 60% of Texas counties now have zero or one local outlet. Nicki Minaj is not the new Walter Cronkite. A world where a pop star's erroneous musing reach multitudes and pass for fact is one where we all need to be better armed against fictions dressed as facts. Well, as they say, like and subscribe. For Progressive Voices, I'm John Sinton.